Good evening. I welcome you to our prayer time of prayer devotion and prayer meeting as the Lord's people. What a marvelous privilege it is to come together as the Lord's people, united in prayer in the name and for the glory of our great Savior, Jesus Christ. In recent weeks, we've been looking at the prayer that our Savior Jesus taught us to pray. Tonight, we're going to look at some of the teaching that Jesus gives us that we might have a great incentive, a marvelous encouragement to be steadfast and faithful in prayer. Prayer is hard work. It's easy to get discouraged. Our own sin and unbelief can interfere and disrupt that communion with God. But the Lord Jesus wants us to know that we have access to the throne of grace. And so in this teaching, tonight we're looking at Matthew chapter 7, where Jesus says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened. Or which one of you, if his son asks him for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him?" Here our Savior is giving us an encouragement, an incentive to go to the throne of grace. And there are three sections in this very simple passage to look at together before we pray. Jesus gives us three precepts or teaching about prayer. In verse 7, in verse 8, he gives us a promise. And then in verses 9 to 11, he gives us a parable. He gives us precepts. He calls us to ask, to seek, and to knock. And some have studied whether these are three distinct activities or whether it's a coordinated effort. And I tend to think it's a repetition with intensification that the Lord Jesus gives us. And he's speaking in present imperatives. He wants us to be doing these things. Go on asking. Keep on seeking. Continuously knock. Let it be a part of your life. And not just a one-time event. He's describing those who know his grace and love, that they're marked as people who are dependent upon him and cry out to him in prayer. And so I'd like to look at these three exhortations, these three present imperatives briefly. He first calls us to ask. And I'm using a little alliteration tonight. He calls us to be supplicant in prayer. And you may wonder, if God knows everything, then why are we to pray? The Lord Jesus and the Word of God teaches us, first of all, that we are to pray. James, the half-brother of our Lord, says, you know, you do not have because you do not pray. The Lord wants us to come to him. He delights in being entreated by those who are truly his children. For if we are his children by Christ, we have access to his very throne of grace. When I was a young Christian, several passages in the book of Jeremiah meant a great deal to me. Jeremiah 33:3 begins, "Call to me and I will answer you." Here we are to call to him. We are to ask. And the sense is we are to keep on asking. This is to characterize, to mark our own lives. One of the greatest privileges that we have as God's children is that we can approach our Father in dependent prayer. So let us be those who, first of all, are supplicant, who ask. The second exhortation or imperative command in the present tense is that we are to be seekers. God responds to those who truly seek him. And the Bible, of course, outlines for us that we are to seek him through the one who is the way, the truth, and the life, that there's no other way to the Father but through the Son, the Lord Jesus. The world may be seeking to seek God through all kinds of methods. But hear the promise of the Word of God. Again from Jeremiah 29:13, "You will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart." Or that well-known passage in Isaiah that we might be those who seek. Again, this is an intensification from merely asking God. We are to also to seek him. Where in Isaiah 55, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near." The psalmist reflecting on this in Psalm 119, "With my whole heart have I sought thee." You know, the question tonight for us is, are we those who are asking? Not just a one-time event, not even just a once-a-week prayer meeting, but is it characteristic of our lives? And are we those who see our desperate need, but know of the truth and sufficiency of our God, that we are also those who are seeking him? We're to be seekers. And notice, it's seeking God himself. It's not just seeking good things from God. We are to seek and seek even him. And then thirdly, while we're in this first part of this section about the precepts God has given us about prayer, is that we are to be serious. We're to be intentional. We're to knock. That takes intentionality. When you come to someone's door or window and you knock, and it's a sense of continual knocking, it's entreating heaven. It's giving God no rest, is the image, the picture here. And it corresponds with the parable that the Lord teaches, especially in Matthew's gospel, right next to this, is that parable of that inopportune friend. You remember that one who was persistent when they had a friend of theirs come to visit them at midnight. And they didn't have bread. They didn't have food. Their cupboard was bare. It was low. And so what did they do? They went to their friend. They went to their neighbors. And they persistently knocked and knocked and knocked until there was an answer and the provision for the very thing for which they were knocking. And here it's a reminder for us that we are to be those who not only ask and seek, but we are to take heaven by a storm through dependent prayer of the Word of God and his promises. We are to knock, knowing that God is the one who responds to those who are serious. So here we're called through these precepts to be those who are supplicant. We are to ask. We're to be seekers. And we're to be serious or intentional in prayer, knocking. That's for us here in verse 7. But in verse 8, there is a promise, a corresponding promise for everyone who asks. What is the result of asking? Receives. And the one who seeks, finds. And the one who knocks, it will be open. And here, this is written in the indicative mood. These are facts. These are certainties. If you truly ask, the result is you will receive. If you seek, the end result is you will find. If you knock, indeed, the door shall be open. It's a great incentive for us. John Calvin, reflecting on this passage, puts it this way. No thing is better to excite us to pray than a full conviction that we shall be heard. Do you have that conviction that you will be heard? That your prayers go beyond the ceiling of this room as we come together as the Lord's people? You see, the words of the Lord Jesus here are not just for those that would be seen as the super saints. You may think that these promises apply to someone else, that your sin keeps you from praying, or your enemy is browbeating you, discouraging you, the devil. And here, we are to have the confidence that if we know Jesus, if we've been born again into his family, that we have access, that every child who truly knows the Lord Jesus can have confidence of access to the very throne of grace. And to reinforce this, we read that Jesus gives words of a parable in this final section in verses 9 through 11. And this parable is built on that argument from lesser to greater. It is that how much more of a comparison that he makes as he compares imperfect human fathers with our perfect heavenly father. If we as fathers who are far from perfect, who do evil apart from the work and grace of God, if we do not give our children snakes and stones, if we who are evil and wicked give decent gifts, how much more will our Father who is in heaven, tied in perhaps with the teaching Jesus described God as holy and in the Lord's Prayer previously, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Here is a great incentive for us to take heaven by a storm in Jesus' name, to lay up before him our desires of things that are agreeable unto his will, as our shorter catechism says about prayer, with thanksgiving in our hearts, according to the truth of his word. So perhaps you're discouraged tonight about your own prayer life. Perhaps the enemy has beaten you down, where you don't feel like even lifting up your voice to the Father. Jesus calls us to be those who ask, and it will be given. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. We do this all for God's glory, God's honor, his fame and reputation. So let us now, as God's people, seek to do that even now. Let us begin our time, a season of prayer, knowing that we're praying to the one who is our Heavenly Father, who does give every good and perfect gift, even the gift of his own Son from heaven. So let's begin with a season of prayer, of adoration and praise. We'll pray all together as one group here initially. And if you would pray aloud, audibly, pray that others at a nearby table or across the room can join you. And as people are praying audibly, pray along with them silently. May God be present with us and inhabit our prayers for His glory. Let's go to our God in joyful praise and adoration of who He is, His glory and splendor, and what He has done. Let's pray together as His people.